Hey, D12 Go listener, thank you very much for checking out this episode. This is Brad, the GM for this one. I want to jump in before the episode to explain that we had a very strange tech glitch during this recording. The first 20 or so minutes just flat out doesn't exist. So here is a quick summary of what that was before we jump into the patch of audio that we do have. It was a beautiful day in the 100-acre wood. Tigger was practicing his bouncing and seeing how far he could launch himself. But things went a little bit wrong. He sprung right next to Eeyore's hut, kicked up some dirt, and landed on Eeyore's thistle. Ouch! Tigger offered up the honey he was saving for Pooh. Eeyore accepted. Eeyore tried dipping his last remaining thistle in honey to see if it was delicious. It was so-so. But there was one more thistle nearby. Eeyore wanted it. But a squirrel scampered down a tree, picked the thistle, and ran back up. Tigger offered to bounce up and get it because he likes doing things for his friends. He just managed to grab the squirrel and thistle and crashed down to the ground. The squirrel put up quite a fight though. Eeyore gently and subtly nudged the squirrel away from the thistle. The squirrel smacked Eeyore on the rump in annoyance, then ran away. Rabbit suddenly sprinted past, out of breath. Oh no, it's terrible, disaster! He kept running. Eeyore decided they needed to go check out what Rabbit was running away from. They walked through the woods, up and over small hills, across a stream and through bushes before they saw a big, yellow, metal monster. Tigger asked Eeyore, "Do you know what that is?" Eeyore did not. Tigger bounced up onto the engine of what turned out to be a bulldozer. He saw two humans, a man and a woman in high-vis vests, lazing back and having a conversation. And now we begin. So looking at these two humans, and you have briefly just that thought of like, that you even relayed to Eeyore, that they look kind of like Christopher Robin, just in the fact that they're humans. But then the idea of Christopher Robin gets kind of vague and cloudy in your mind. Like, was he even real? Like, is that memory of mine really a memory?
And I'm like, did I see him yesterday? What? Have the humans seen me on some prominent?
Yeah, you rolled so high that you landed in the perfect position to be like seen or not seen as you, the player, wants.
Yeah. I'd probably think that, you know, the border is yellow, but I'm orange and black, so you know they probably would have seen me sort of this weird thing bouncing on top of the engine.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, they like almost fall out of their comfortable position, and the one with their feet up on the steering wheel of this machine goes like points at you, and then the other one, the woman, she like does some whistle with her fingers, and then Eeyore, you see bounding around the outside of this thing a German Shepherd, and it looks pretty angry.
Okay, I think I would like to call up to Tigger, because I expect a negative reaction, but I presume that Tigger is already friends with this, because Tigger is friends with everybody. So I'd like to call up to Tigger. Tigger, one of your friends I don't know is here.
Oh, which one? I have lots of friends.
I don't know. He's got a pointy face, like Kanga, and four legs like me, but he's going faster.
Yeah, it stops in front of you and takes a very like aggressive stance, like a get out of here stance, and bears its teeth at you.
I would like to fall over backwards.
Okay, like playing dead kind of thing.
Just like I was like I got up so high and I fell over backwards because I overtipped myself just to like not be in the same space.
Okay. Do you want to this to have some effect on the game?
No.
Because like, we can turn this into a roll. Oh, no, you just fall backwards.
Yeah.
Okay. You just do that.
I think I'm going to jump down and see who this new friend, this friend is that, you know, Eeyore said, because, you know, I have friends. Lots of friends turn up. So, yeah, I'd like to bounce down and sort of see this, you know, this friend.
Okay. Yeah, you boing down right in the midst of where, like, Eeyore, you see Eeyore has fallen onto his back, And there's this growling, snarling German Shepherd right there. And as soon as you hop off of this big yellow metal beast, it roars and chugs into action, and just this big and it just starts letting off fumes, and it just smells unnatural and like it shouldn't be here. This type of thing does not belong in the 100-acre wood.
I don't think Tigger was like sort of not have noticed, because you know he's not, he's focusing on this friend, and I'd like to sort of, I'm Tigger. Who are you? To this German Shepherd.
It not being a toy from the 100-acre wood, it being a trained attack dog or guard dog for someone, presumably, it just growls in response, and you can tell by its posture, it's preparing to lunge on you.
I'd sort of bounce back in surprise and, huh? Oh, do you want a hand up, Eeyore? But this is not a threat, like, this isn't actually one of my friends.
I roll to the side and get up, and
like a tortoise.
Yes, very much like a tortoise. And do we notice that the bulldozer is going towards the woods?
It hasn't started moving yet, but it's okay. Definitely chugged and turned. It's just been turned on, basically.
Okay. Then if the dog is being aggressive, I would like to square up to it like I'm not going to move, and remind Tigger that my tail is held on with a pin if Tigger would like a weapon.
Tigger's sort of, but what if it's hungry and I offer the honey pot to it as well?
Okay. Make a bond roll, I guess. See if this German Shepherd is interested in the honeypot.
That's a 10. Not a lot.
Nice. Okay. And it rolled a 4. So yeah, you are 6 over. It definitely is... I don't know if it's going to be fully swayed, because it is, like, it's been summoned by its masters, but it definitely... the offer of the honeypot is enough to, at the very least, stall it.
See? I think I'm going to get one of my sticks out at this point, because that way I can keep it between me and it. And if the stick, if it stops noticing the honey and it notices the stick, then I'm, as a player, I am willing to throw it for the dog if it's interested in sticks. But as Eeyore, okay. I think that I'm going to keep it between me and the dog.
All right. Do you want to roll maybe a brains just to gauge if the dog would be interested in the stick? If that, in that heat of that moment, you can tell that kind of information?
Okay. That's a 1 plus 2 for brains plus 3 for long shot is still 5.
Okay, yeah, failure. You can't tell. You've got your stick out and you're not really sure the best thing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think somebody should maybe do something about the noise? It's quite loud. That the big yellow thing is very loud. What is that making? Is that making your friend here angry as well, apart from being hungry?
It could make him angry, because I know that I don't like when there's loud noises.
Trying to think of some way we could possibly stop it making noise. Can we notice, like, you know, like, I suppose, like, notice the smokestack or something on the exhaust on the digger or on the bulldozer? And I know Tigger doesn't really know what it is, but if he's thinking maybe we could do something with it or something, you know, is something we can do?
It would be pretty obvious to both of you that when you look up at this behemoth of a machine, there is one very obvious sort of tube sticking out the top of it, where there's this like smoggy diesel smoke that's like obviously like gross coming up out of it.
Okay, I do have my blanket if we want to shove it in. I don't know if shoving blankets in tailpipes makes engines backfire and break, but that's what happens in cartoons, so I don't know what happens in real life.
Yeah, it can cause issues, if I remember correctly, so I mean, as a player, but
I mostly just pilot the motor vehicle. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, it's generally me as well, so like Tigger obviously means to be like, I could bounce up there and, you know, because that's not very nice coming in the air either, like it's,
well, if you put the blanket in it, then the sound would be smaller. It would stifle the sound.
Would it stop the funny smell as well?
Well, if the smell is coming from that, because it looks like the smell is coming from that, and the sound is coming from that, so if we put the blanket in it, it might stop the smell and the noise, and then your new friend might not be so angry.
Yeah, the dog's still sniffing around the honeypot, but it hasn't, you'll notice that it hasn't, like, licked it or tasted it. It's just smelling it, and it's not all that interested.
I'd like to sort of I'd like to try and bounce up and use the blanket and see if we can stop the smell and noise to make our friend friendlier.
Okay. See if that works.
Yep. So I think that one, agility to get up, and although, agility and precision, I think, to try and get it in the hole, but then also just go for it. I'm just going to go for it.
So we'll do this as two parts. Cool. Jump first.
Well, the jump is a 5 + 4 for agility. And I guess I'd add my sprawling, so that's a 13, because I am bouncing.
So that's a success. You boing your way and sprawling right up to the top, and you are in a good position to be able to do something with this pipe.
Woo!
And you're holding on to it with one hand.
Yep, and I'll try and shove the blanket in there.
Yep. And it feels quite hot to the touch, too. Yeah. Like it's warming up. In precision to shove the blanket in there.
that's a 4. -2 for precision. If I go for it, it still only becomes a 5.
Okay, so that's a failure. So you it's too much with the heat of this pipe on the hand that you're using to hold it, and then trying to one-handed like hold the blanket up and shove it down the pipe, you just lose your grip and you fall back onto the engine of this machine again, and you see the two workers inside, and you get a close look at their they've got name badges on their high-vis vests, and one is called Becky and one's called Bruce, and they both like point at you, and almost as if your presence startled them into action, one of them pushes their hand on like a big lever with a knob on it, and the machine starts plowing forward, and it immediately knocks over a tree. And Eeyore, your friend, just all you saw was him jump up and then the machine start moving away with him on it, and it's now you, the dog, and the honeypot.
Okay. I think if the dog is still looking at the honeypot, I'm going to follow the machine and call out to Tigger asking where he's taking the machine.
Like, you think he's controlling it?
Well, he jumped up and it started moving, so I think he's taking it somewhere.
That's good. Okay, I'll get you to plod, or nobody cares, away from the dog to see if the dog pursues you. And I'm not sure what stat you should add to that.
Is there a walking stat?
Maybe
bond.
Okay, I just rolled a 12 plus 3 for stealth, or nobody cares, nobody knows I'm here, and 1 for bond of not antagonizing the dog by turning around on it.
Yep.
So that's 16.
Okay, yeah, huge success. The dog is, although it's not that interested in eating the honey, it's still investigating the honey pot in case there's something interesting that it's missed. It doesn't even notice that you leave the scene.
Are its spicy raisins attracted to the honey pot, and the dog is distracted by the spicy raisins? I believe that's what dogs call bees.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I like that. That's perfect. The honey pot has attracted a small amount of bees, and the dog's like, ooh, bees. Yum. And it's just, trying to eat the bees. And Tigger, you are on top of this very loud, bumpy, and heating up more by the second machine that is just destroying the wood, tree by tree, just plowing them down every time it touches them.
Yeah, Eeyore's probably, Tigger's probably sort of trying to find where Eeyore is, because, Eeyore is obviously the brains of the operation. Because, Tigger's like, and I'd like to see if I can see how far away Eeyore is behind me and call out if I see them. What should I do? It started moving, and it's getting just hot. It's my tail. I don't think my tail's on fire yet, but it is rather warm.
Okay. I was thinking of getting you to roll senses to see where Eeyore is, but I think Eeyore's just managing to plod along next to it. So you just look down and there he is.
Yeah.
Maybe go in the part with the people? Because if the people are there, they're comfortable.
Okay. And I'd like to, I guess, bounce into, like, you know, it's my main mode of transport is bouncing around.
Okay. So I'd say this would either be agility or precision with a go for it.
Okay. Let's see.
Swing yourself around from on top of it to into the into the cabin.
If I'll go with a agility because I think because he's agile bounce. So that becomes a 7.
Okay, questionable success. You swing your way in and you do manage to land inside the cab of this machine, but you land on the seat directly in the middle of these two people, this Becky and Bruce, and they both turn and look at you and scream like, "What is that?" And they begin to try and claw at you, but you're sort of like dodging and using a bit of agility to not be grabbed, but it's only a matter of seconds before they would grab you. Like, what do you do?
I'd like to sort of be bouncing and just singing, "Ooh, ooh, ooh."
Are you going to be hitting some of the levers while you're inside there as you bounce off of things?
Yeah, probably. I think I'm bouncing. I'm to avoid them. I'm going to bounce around, and yeah, I'd say probably hitting some of the levers. I'd like to sort of think, what would Christopher Robin do in this stage? Like, that bit of, as I'm bouncing around, if I've noticed that these things that are here, if they might do something.
So. Okay. That would either be brains or senses. What would Christopher Robin do?
Okay, let's see how badly this goes. Oh, 7 plus 2 with Crystal Robin do, but a minus 3 for brains. So it didn't really counteract it. So that becomes a 6.
Okay, another questionable success. So you notice that the levers and the steering wheel, they tend to be what's controlling this thing. But that's really all you get out of it. You don't know what you can do with that information other than like, oh, this is how it works. Eeyore, you just saw your friend disappear inside this thing. What do you do?
I think I try and hurry up to get in front of it so that I can try and push against it to stop it from moving.
All the naivety, I love it. you can get around. It's not moving very quickly, so you can easily pick up the pace a little bit and get in front of it. So let's roll and see what happens here. I think this is the day Eeyore dies.
So is that a brawn to push against a bulldozer?
That's brawn, and just so you know, I'm gonna roll for the bulldozer as well as a creature.
Okay. So I rolled a 7, and I'd like to add my it won't work for 3, for 10. Would you roll?
Well, it's not that bad since you got a 10. It got a total of 13.
Okay.
So, you got 3 under, so that's a failure. It's going to get the upper hand on you.
It's a bulldozer. I would hope it has the upper hand.
So you just try and push your body against it, and all it does is you get scooped onto your back by by the tray, and it just starts pushing you along the forest floor on your back, and you're at a minus 3 to whatever you do next.
Okay.
You just got your little feet like moving in the air,
and I'm kind of like riding the wave of the dirt that it's pushing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dirt surfing.
And it's pushing you towards a very big, very old tree. What do you do? And Tigger, you just saw your friend try and get in front of this thing, and now you can't see your friend.
I'd like to sort of try and bounce in the cab up and see, and hopefully maybe when I do it, hit something and see what it does. Like, just I'm bouncing around trying to avoid. Also, they're trying to grab me, and I'd like to just bounce around in the cab and see what happens.
Hit the knob on the stick of the one that they pushed forward and push it back.
Yeah, well, you hit something.
Jump on it, so it let you pull it down.
Yeah, so I'd say that would be a go for it, and maybe precision, I'd say, to try, because I'm trying to be sort of semi-precise on it.
A particular lever?
That's a one. Because...
oh, no.
Actually, no, it becomes a two.
Okay, it's still that's a two.
That's a miserable failure regardless. So what you'd end up doing is you jump really high and you smack your head on the roof of this cab, and it hurts a lot. And that, in combination with, as you start to fall, the two drivers who are trying to like swipe and grab at you, they accidentally just knock you right out of it, and you fall to the ground outside the machine with a heavy thud. Eeyore, it is slowly inching you towards a tree that will no doubt squish you. What do you do?
I know I can't climb trees, so I think what I'd like to do is try and surf off of the edge of the dirt to stop being pushed.
Yep, I like that.
Okay. That's an 8. Minus 1 agility is 7. But I feel like there's a plotting aspect to everything I do, so I'm going to add 3 to that for a 10.
And then you got a minus 3 to the fact you're at a disadvantage as well.
Right, so that takes me back to 7.
Yeah, questionable success. So I'd say you surf the dirt just enough to like roll out of the way at the very moment that it collides with this tree, and there's this crack, crack, crack as the machine struggles against this ancient tree. And then suddenly there's this loud, just like smashing sound as the tree splits and begins to fall to the side, right on top of where you are. And it's falling very slowly, but the people driving the machine, they stop the machine temporarily. It's still chugging along idling, but like it's not spewing fumes as badly, and it's not moving forward. Because like clearly they were surprised by the outcome of what happened with this tree. And also they've swiped this tiger-like creature out of their cab as well. So things are happening, and they've stopped the machine for a moment. Tigger, you get your senses just as you see this huge tree falling towards your friend.
I'd like to try and grab Eeyore out of the way from this tree, because I can see it coming down. And I see Eeyore struggling. So yeah, I'd like to bounce forward and try and rescue, get Eeyore out from under this falling tree. So third dice to see how this one goes any better. Otherwise, I may have to delve into the bag of tricks and see what other dice I've got if it doesn't roll well. So I'd like to think it's probably Bond, because I'm trying to save my friend. And
It'd be a Bond, or I'd even argue agility, because it is just a gut reaction, leap forward kind of thing.
So that's a 10. I'm not going to add a sprawling or a go for it, because although I could, I mean, but 10. I'd still get a 10.
Yep. So. Cool. Yeah, that's a success. You leap forward reflexively and grab your friend, and the two of you like roll and tumble just as this tree slams down to the forest floor, and birds take flight, and you see the same squirrel from earlier just like starts shaking a fist at you like, you're trouble no matter what happens. And then the two people, the humans, step out of this big machine to inspect this tree that's fallen, and the dog runs into the forest and catches up to them and sort of hangs around their ankles a little bit. And then this man in a very well-tailored suit, this human man, strolls in as well, and he yells over the sound of the machine like, "I'm not paying you to stop. I'm paying you to plow this place. Bring it to the ground." The two of you make senses rolls?
Yep. That's a 7 for me. Tigger gets a 7.
That's an 8.
Okay, both of you, questionable success. This human man looks kind of familiar. Like, you might have seen him before. And he approaches the two people in high-vis vests with the dog, and he pulls out a cell phone that's ringing, and then he answers it and just says, "Not now, I don't have time," and then he puts it back in his pocket, and he says, "We've got some very, very wealthy people who want to buy this land today. You need to plow it. You need to completely level the entire forest, or the deal will not go through. Do you understand me?"
And they're like, oh yeah, sorry, Mr. Robin. Sorry, we'll... I'm not paying you to stand around and look at trees. I am paying you to destroy this wood. And then okay, and they like climb back in, and then the man in the suit turns and starts walking out of the forest.
I would like to walk up to argue with him.
Okay. Do you like get his attention first as he's walking away?
I can bounce at him for you.
Yeah, if you bounce at him, because I was thinking that once we saw him yelling at them and the way that they were doing what he said, I would think that he might be like Owl, and he might be the one who's got the ideas. So I would be walking over to talk to him.
I can bounce and stop. I can get him. I can stop him for you so he can talk to him.
Yeah. Do you want to bounce in front of him so that...
I'll wind up and try and do one of my super duper 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 sprongies. To get to him and, you know, see if, you know, and try and impress him so I stop, you know, so he stops and looks at me.
Okay.
So that'll be, I mean, agility and sprung for this one. I think this is a big one.
Yep.
So that's a 7 plus a 8 all up, so 15.
Yeah, huge success. You spring your way right into the field of vision for this man, and he stops in his tracks. And his cell phone rings again, and then once again, he exactly the same way, he pulls it out, just says, not now, and then puts it back in his pocket. And he sees this toy tiger bouncing in front of him, and he just studies it for a moment, just long enough for Eeyore to catch up.
I would like to tug on his pant leg and say, excuse me, why are you making this much noise?
He's looking at Tigger, and he just goes, what are... And then he feels this thing tugging at his pants. He goes, what are you?
I'm Eeyore.
I don't understand what this is. And then looks back at Tigger and looks down at Eeyore. Like, you're toys. You're not animals. What are you doing in these woods?
This is the 100-acre woods. We live here.
No, I used to live here. But I'm selling this land for a lot of money, and I need you to get out of my way.
Well... Pooh won't like that. And Rabbit really won't like that.
Pooh? Pooh?
Tigger sort of perks up the bit. Yeah, Pooh. Like, Pooh's our friend. And, like, we don't want Pooh to be sad. And Owl will be grumpy. Kangaroo and Roo won't. Will be sad. I don't want my friends to be sad. As I look at him.
Yeah, he pauses like quizzically for a moment, as if he's processing what you're saying to him. And then he shakes his head like as if like shaking a fog away and just says, what? No, I'm talking to toys. This is nonsense. This must be the stress. And then he just continues walking.
I'd like to bounce after him again and just... Yeah, just once again, sort of try and stop him in his tracks and talk to him.
Okay, yeah, no, you're able to just bounce in front of him again, and he tries to swat you away. He's like, this is just perplexing. Get away from me. I'm a very important man.
I'd like to sort of say, I actually call out to Eeyore, what do you think Christopher Robin would do at this stage? And I'd like to sort of roll into, you know, do a what would Christopher Robin do? But I've say it out loud as well, so Eeyore can hear me.
Yeah, at that, the man stops and turns back to the two of you.
Yeah, that was a 3.
Yeah, you don't know what Christopher Robin would do in this situation.
I think...
As far as you know, he's never had his home destroyed by some greedy adult.
I would probably answer that Christopher Robin would check with Owl, and that we should probably check with Owl. If we don't know what to do,
yeah, it sounds like you make good advice, Eeyore. I guess we should check with Owl.
So I would like to try and take this guy with us to go check with Owl.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're gonna have to convince him.
Okay. I would like to talk to him and say we can get this all sorted out if we go talk to Owl. Owl will know how to fix all of these problems. Owl can probably fix your problems.
And I'd like to sort of just, you know, help is just by saying, yeah, and by agreeing and using my bond to sort of help agree to, if I can give advantage in this.
Okay, yeah. So you can grant KP a +2 by helping on that.
Okay.
So KP, make a bond roll.
I'm going to make a bond roll, and I'm going to add my it won't work.
Okay.
That is an 11 plus 1 is 12, and 3 is 15 plus the advantage.
Wow. He's convinced. He stops, and again, he stares at you very quizzically, but like there's a lot going through his mind. Then he says, fine. If talking to this owl person will clear this whole thing up and get you out of my woods, then so be it. Lead the way, toys. Swear I'm going out of my mind. I haven't got all day. Take me to this owl person.
I start walking with... I'm going to walk behind him and nudge him in the right direction while Tigger bounces in front so that he can see which way to go.
And I'm sort of bouncing sort of erratically because I'm sort of bounced to side to side to side, you know, sort of between trees and... So this is probably making him walk a little bit. Which way am I going? Well, so it takes a little bit longer. Not intentionally, because I'm Tigger and I'm just doing it because I like bouncing. But yeah, end result probably being that he's takes a bit longer than he thought.
So I would just keep directing him.
Yeah. So you eventually lead him through the woods, and you see all manner of distressed animals along the way. Everywhere you go, there are little like meetings happening around the place. There are like squirrels and mice and birds all conferring with each other, no doubt talking about the big yellow machine that's destroying everything. Rabbit runs past your peripheral at one point. He's just going like, disaster, disaster, disaster. And then he's gone. You get the impression that he's just running around the entire wood doing laps, yelling the word disaster. And then eventually you get to the big tree where Owl lives. And yeah, he's already at the door of his tree. And he's looking out as if he's been surveying the woods, like keeping tabs on what's going on. And he sees you approach. And he yells out, Eeyore! Tigger! What news do you bring of the current disasters?
This person wants to plow the woods.
Who is this? Who, I say?
And I'll say, I'm not sure. I heard Robin? Someone say Mr. Robin to him?
My name is Mr. Robin. I am the premier property developer in this area, and I've got a lot of land to sell for a lot of money, and I need to do it today. So, Mr. Toy Owl in a Tree, please tell these underlings of yours that I need this forest to be out of my way. I need all the denizens and you and whoever else is here. I saw some crazy rabbit, I think. I don't even know what's real anymore. But whatever's going on, I need it to stop. My crew needs to work. Mr. Robin, you say? Yes, Mr. Robin. Christopher Robin? Well, yes, no one's called me Christopher for a long time, but yes, that is my name. What? How do you know that?
Wait. But Christopher Robin is shorter than you.
Younger than you?
Are you Christopher Robin's dad?
What are you talking about? I'm not anyone's father. I don't have children. I don't have time for silly things like children or toys but or any of this nonsense.
Our friend's name is Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
How could you possibly have a friend called Christopher Robin?
We've always had a friend called Christopher Robin, as far as I can remember.
Live in the Hundred Acre Woods. We have a friend named Christopher Robin.
Well, I used to live on a house on the edge of these woods when I was younger. And I can honestly tell you there's never been another Christopher Robin living in this area besides myself.
I thought we just saw you yesterday.
I haven't visited my old home in years.
I'm sure you. I saw you the other day. And I'm, you know, Pooh had, you know, I'm sure you, I had to come get you to help Pooh.
Who is this Pooh you keep talking about? Do you keep talking about some Pooh? Is that who this owl person works for? Because I don't think I need to remind you again. I am on a very tight schedule.
But yep. You just helped get Pooh unstuck from his hole.
Yeah.
Because he ate too much honey.
Yeah, but Winnie, Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Winnie the Pooh Bear. Make a group bond roll. So one of you act and one of you help.
All right. I rolled a 4. What'd you roll, KP?
I rolled a 7.
Oh, what's your and bond?
I have 1 for bond. So, for an 8. And I have a 3 for this, it won't work.
Yep, I'll go for your one, I think.
For 11. And then your help for a 13?
That's the success. You saying Winnie the Pooh Bear. He mouths those words a few times, like he's chewing on them a little bit. He's like, Winnie the Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear. And then his eyes suddenly light up. And he just says, doesn't he love honey?
And
yeah, that's why we had the honey with the friend that didn't want to be a friend.
Because we always keep a spare honey. I always take honey if in case I see Pooh, because he wants honey. He loves honey.
Wait a minute. You're Tigger.
And
Eeyore.
Yeah.
And don't forget me. Oh, yes, Owl, of course. Oh, my goodness. You're my old toys.
Old toys? But it was only yesterday we seen you.
I haven't played with you in 25 years.
Oh, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, in fact,
are you?
You gave me a spare spring, and I hold up my spare spring that I carry for my tail, because yesterday after Pooh got stuck, I couldn't spring for a little bit because I bent my spring, my tail.
I don't recall any of that happening, but and then he suddenly gets a look of like shock and pain on his face, and he like he's realized like something really important has dawned on him, and he just says, oh no, and he starts fumbling at the phone. He gets it out of his pocket and he's like, oh no, and he drops it on the ground, and he's trying to pick it up, but he can't. He's just like, he's in such a frantic panic, he can't pick his phone up out of the dirt.
I'm going to try and help him pick up his phone.
Okay. I was going to say the same as well.
How are you going to do that?
I was going to push it with my nose, like to help hold it still, like I was the knife and the phone was the pea on the plate.
Yeah, I was just going to sort of try and pick it up.
Bounce on it?
Yeah, that was the downside. I was trying to bounce it so I could bounce it up. But,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, like starting a basketball from the ground.
Yeah, except I'm so the basketball.
You hold it still, Eeyore, and yeah, he manages to grab it, and he fumbles, and it's like he's crying, like his face is turning red, and he's got like wetness in his eyes, and he's trying to push numbers on this thing, but it's not working, and he's just so overwhelmed by some kind of powerful emotions, and then finally he holds it up to his ear and he just says, stop everything. Because I said so, that's why. And then he hangs up and then he scoops both of you up into a big cuddle.
Ooh.
And he just says, I'm sorry, old friends, we've lost so much time.
And Tigger's sort of bouncing like as much as he can in the cuddle, and he's like, time? As I say, it felt like only yesterday we seen you.
We should go see Pooh.
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll see him. I'll make sure we see him every single day from now on. And I guess that's a good place to end it.
That's awesome.
That's grim. Sad. It's like Calvin and Hobbes at the end. Like, oh no.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were going to perceive us like we perceive Hobbes when Calvin isn't on screen.
Because I was expecting like this maybe like they just would have seen like this stuff in the dozer, like this stuff, you know, this random stuff, tiger toy just suddenly appeared and jumped and looked like it'd been thrown in the cab.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, I just like at the beginning, I was like, oh, so you said, Steve, that one of the tropes is like there's always that shady real estate agent. Or was that KP? One of you.
Yeah.
And so I wrote down shady realtor, and I was like, but then I wrote the question of like, why would Christopher Robin allow this, this like his land to get developed? And then I was like, what if it is Christopher Robin?
That was a good twist. I like that.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
To be fair, I don't see a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah. Tigger wouldn't have seen much either coming. He's like, you know, bouncing around.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I guess I will wrap this up officially. So that, yeah, that is it. Thank you very much to KP and Steve for joining me for that game. And thank you to all of you listening to this session of D12 Go. Next time we'll be back with two new players and a new GM as well. If you enjoyed this, please feel free to tell your friends or drop us a review somewhere like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Podchaser to make sure other people hear this and maybe enjoy it as well. And if, of course, if you want to play D12 Go for yourself, make sure you grab a free copy from DriveThruRPG or itch.io and make sure you drop us a line to let us know how it goes.
And if you really want to, you can pay for it. It makes Brad's day even worse. Do it. Yep. Wreck Brad's day.
Oh, yeah, he hates it if you pay for it. He really hates it if you pay for it.
I highly recommend you pay $0 for it.
Do what I did. Roll a d12. And just fudge it to a natural 12.
And then minus 12. I'll pay you for it. There, how does that sound? So, bye, everyone, from me, GM Brad, and from...
Bye from me, Steve. Yep, not on socials, so I don't have anything to plug at anything, so...
And bye from me. And if you're already listening to a podcast, you might as well also listen to Fate of Icen.
Yeah, I'll actually say, yeah, I'll do that. I'll say that as well. Listen to Fate of Icen. Listen to all the other D12 Go ones as well.
Become a patron. Join us on Discord.
Oh, hell yeah. We have great fun on Discord.
We heckle Brad.
Oh, yeah. Always heckle Brad.
Yay. All right. Bye.
Bye.